We're going to continue the hour with this week's round of Adopt-A-Pet. Every week we meet a different dog or cat who's looking for their forever home. I want to take a minute and thank all of our participating animal rescue organizations, Orange County Animal Services, the Goat House Refuge, Independent Animal Rescue, Cat Tails Cat Cafe, and the organization that joins us today, Paws Forever. PawsForever.org is their website. That's the number four there, PawsForever.org. We've got Whitney here in the studio along with a very inquisitive cat named Lily. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Aaron. Doing well.
Tell us about Lily, who is currently exploring a chair that she hasn't found yet. You can jump up on that. Go for it.
Lily is a confident brownish, grayish tabby girl. She's got gorgeous green eyes and sort of similar to one of the other tabby cats I brought, in which she's not your typical striped cat tabby. She has kind of splotches, almost like cheetah looking. So she's still pretty unique considering she's a tabby. And yeah, as we both alluded to, she's not scared of anything. She's wandering around, really getting to know her space.
And just like really inquisitive when she gets into the space, but kind of warms to you within a couple of minutes, which is really nice. How old is she?
She's a year old.
Okay.
And she does seem to do well with kids as well. We've had some kids come in and say hi to her. We had a kitten shower this weekend, so she just wanted to be right up in the action.
Awesome. What kind of home would be perfect for her, do you think?
I think, you know, she's pretty flexible. I think older kids are probably better, just, you know, not as grabby.
Yeah.
But
it's probably good for just like cats in general, right?
Yeah, exactly. Unless you get a kitten that is maybe a little bit more flexible with getting to know,
right,
you know, how to work with kids. But I think she would do well in pretty much any type of home environment, whether it be a family or a single individual. She's pretty flexible.
What's her favorite thing to play with?
She really likes those wand toys, actually.
Yeah, yeah.
She jumps at them and really likes anything that jingles around.
Hi, Lily. She's rubbing up against my leg right now. So speaking with Whitney from Paws Forever, pawsforever.org is the website for more information on all of the adoptable animals they've got available there. We'll also have more information about Lily on our website, chapelboro.com. Head to the Bark Report section of our Town Square page for more on that, at WCHL Chapelboro on social media as well. We'll have pictures of her and more information there, too. What's going on at Paws Forever?
Well, we had a really busy weekend with a kitten shower and a resale store sale, so we're pretty much staying busy every weekend with different events. So check out our website under the events tab to find out what's going on. I just wanted to remind everyone also that we do have a dog training program. So I know a lot of people are, you know, getting off for the school year and looking for something to do. So we have 5-week obedience classes. So now would be a great time to get your dog in to get some reminders on manners.
What's a kitten shower for people who don't know?
A kitten shower is, it's really a nationwide trend that a lot of shelters are moving to. And it's a way to collect donations for all the new kittens that come in. It's kitten season right now.
Right.
So,
oh, that's great.
So yeah, it's like a baby shower, but for cats instead.
Super cool. So people can come and donate stuff and meet some kittens. And
exactly.
I love
so
it.
Unfortunately, it was this past weekend. So if you didn't go, you missed it. But we'll do it every year. And I know some other orgs do the same thing.
Fun. Again, speaking with Whitney from Paws Forever, pawsforever.org for more information on upcoming and ongoing events, plus needs, donation needs, volunteer needs, and more, and how you can help the cause. One of the ways you can help is by adopting animals, just like Lily. What else should folks know about Lily that we haven't mentioned yet?
Lily is just an all-around great cat. I was telling Aaron that she didn't meow at all during the ride, so I think she would be pretty laid back in most home environments. So I think any animal is going to take some time to adjust. You know, give them some time to get used to you and your home environment. But in general, Lily will be pretty good with most people in most home environments.
She's meowing a little bit now. I don't know if you can hear her on the air. She wants to be on the air. Either that or she's found something, because she's like in the corner looking very intently up at the wall. People want to meet Lily or think about adopting her. What's the procedure?
So you'll go on our website and fill out an adoption application. And we also have plenty of other cats. So if maybe a female tabby is not right for you, we have males and females of pretty much any color, shape, and size. We also have some kittens that are coming up to be about 8 weeks old here in the next week or two. So definitely keep an eye out on our website, fill out the adoption application, and then one of our staff members will call you to set up a meet and greet.
And again, pawsforever.org is the website for more information. As we wrap up, anything else that folks should know about Paws Forever or about Lily?
Well, come meet Lily or some of our other cats. Like I said, we have orange ones, we have long-haired, we have kittens, we have adults. So you'll be able to find whatever kind of cat you're looking for. And of course, we have plenty of adoptable dogs as well.
You're going to play with Lily during the commercial break. So we're going to wrap up now. But again, you can find photos of Lily up on our website, chapelboro.com, in the town square section, on social media at WCHL Chapelboro, and again at Paws Forever's website, pawsforever.org. Go there and find out more information as well about how you can adopt this incredible cat and all the other great animals that they've got available right now. Thank you so much for coming in.
Thanks for having me.